This Prophet Hodiam here, bringing to you something that really pisses me off. Friday night, I went to see Dio and Yngwie Malmsteen in concert. The show kicked ass, but one thing that made it a lot worse was the violent crowd. When I got there, I stood in line waiting for the doors to open. I got there early enough to get towards the front of the line, which by the time the doors opened, and went all the way down the block. Not only did it sell out, but there were more people squeezed in there than the club could hold. When the doors opened at 8, I went inside and found myself a place to stand on the floor before the rest of the crowd came in. I managed to get 15 feet back from the stage and hit right in the center. Not bad. So anyway, some guy decides he wants to get in front of me. So what is he going to do? He clubs me in the back of the head and walks right over me. Give me minutes of the show if I'm wrong, but there are better ways to get ahead of people than clubbing them in the back of the head. I don't think I ever heard of saying maybe excuse me? Or even get the fuck out of my way, asshole, I'm trying to get by you? Or something? Even if you had, is that a justification for clubbing someone over the back of the head? I don't think so. Well, the next thing I know, it's 8:50, and I am up. And my legs say odd in a rep. Anyway, I came to at 8:50, and I'm right in front of the stage in the restricted area with the security guards and the unseen paramedic. So as a result of being knocked unconscious, I did make front row, but also got one hell of a headache, which still hasn't gone away. All good things come at a cost, I guess. So Doro opens the show. I never heard of her before, and she was pretty good. Then Yngwie Malmsteen comes on. Wow, you can vary. I wish I could play like that. Then Dio comes on, and of course he can dance too. Well, in the set, this guy started pushing everyone near him. This guy was big. 7 foot 400 pound don't fuck with me big. He eventually pushes a guy, who is pretty much his own size, and that guy pushes him back. That guy got pissed that someone would push him back and start swinging at the other guy. I happened to be caught in the middle of both the guys. I must have taken about 10 hits to the face in 10 seconds, and I already had a headache. I think the guy broke my nose as well. Anyway, I go down, and while I'm on the ground, I manage to stick my foot out and trip that guy. The security guards rush over and haul a piece of shit out. You know, they thought that was pretty cool how I tripped the guy and stuff, so I managed to be, you know, restricted right in the front. I got to shake hands with the man himself, Ronnie James Dio. That's pretty cool. So after Dio's last night for set, which included a kick-ass rainbow medley, I started walking out of there. Some guy runs by me and hits me real hard and knocks me around in a couple circles before I go flat in my face. You know that scene in Final Fantasy IX where he's a Danny who's trying to kidnap Princess Gaia and she runs right by you and says he's pinning before you fall over? That's basically what happened to me. It should be noted that I'm 6'5". It should also be noted that I'm 6'5". And I'm not talking about height. Sorry, kind of a joke. I feel so bad for the people who are only 5 feet tall. If they had it as bad as I did, they may have not walked out of there on their own. This is Prophet Hodiam saying, if you go to a concert that doesn't have prearranged seating, take some responsibility and get there early instead of violently pushing people over.